Cool Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Daniel Allemann.
Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome to Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, coming to you live from the Elefiber Studios. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allemann, and I am joined in studio by my brother, Coach Carter, assistant coach over at Northridge. Coach Carter, how you doing this morning?
Good, Dan. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing awesome, man. I'm drying out from the rain that we had all weekend, the last 2 days, I should say. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to welcome you all to text us on the Preps text line at 888-530-0043. I'd love to hear from you. You know, we have a great show for you today. We're going to start the show. We're going to get you caught up on some Preps news and scores from in and around Northern Colorado. And then our second segment, we're going to be joined by Gunnar Duncan, the star catcher for the back-to-back state champion, the Fight in Eaton Reds. I think he's on the bus right now, Carter.
Yeah,
I think he's getting ready to get on the bus. They're traveling to Berthoud. They got rained out last night, so they're traveling to Berthoud. He said, "Coach, I might be on the bus." And I said, "That's even better.
Hey, yeah,
it's great radio. Let's do it." Right. So he might be on the bus. And then joining us on the Go Parts Hotline in our second segment is Andrew Florida with Ballistics Athletics. Ballistics. I kind of go ballistic because it has to do with baseball or football, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's Ballistic Athletics. It's an up-and-coming company that provides the best temporary eye black tattoos in the world.
Yeah, check them out on Instagram. I was looking through it this morning.
They're pretty
cool,
amazing, aren't they?
Yeah,
and they're right here in northern Colorado. They're in Cheyenne, so they're in the northern part of where we can get. I mean, they're 40 miles from where we live, so it's a great company. These things are so awesome that I would wear them fishing and coaching, man. I mean, they're amazing if you look at it. Ballistic Athletics, started by Andrew and a single mom of four. Can't wait to learn about Ballistic Athletics. And then rounding out our show, we have 3A Coach of the Year, Tony Mastari, head coach for the Eaton Reds wrestling team, who won its third state championship in 4 years. Thanks to our great sponsor, Gold Parts, our great sponsor. Any parts you need, Gold Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, they will find it. Gold Parts is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need is just one phone number away, 970-454-3355. Make sure that you write that number down and stick it on the fridge. Gold Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. As Coach Grable would always say, let's run, let's run. Some quick NFL news. NFL released their schedule this week, and the Cowboys, which is the NFL's flagship, right? I mean, if you want to
that's
be honest,
true.
That's the NFL flagship team, followed by the
that's
Chiefs.
That's what dumb people say.
Listen, followed by the Chiefs, Buffalo, and the Chargers have the most primetime games with 6. And Micah, your Broncos have 4.
I don't like primetime games.
You don't like primetime games? Why not?
Neither does Russell Wilson.
I've always been a fan of afternoon games.
I'm
a huge afternoon game fan. I've always liked the afternoon games. Even though I'm a night person, I just like games in the afternoon. I hate 11 o'clock games.
Gotcha.
Hate them.
You like the 2 p.m. games.
You know, they removed this year the Fox, CBS, Fox's NFC, CBS, AFC. They kind of dabbled with it last year. The Broncos were on Fox a couple times. Yeah. It was really strange to watch.
Yeah.
But they removed that. So, I mean, there's going to be no kind of restriction to that. So, you will see probably the Broncos be in later slots
in that
more this
season game,
Well, no, it depends on where the home game is. So the Broncos, whenever the Broncos go on the road to Miami, they have to play in those stupid 11 o'clock games.
Yeah, because it's
same
too
with
there,
Baltimore.
Yeah. But they start off the season right now with the Raiders, right? The Raiders, they start off their first game of
the
regular
season
is the Raiders in Power Field at Mile High. And then that's a 2 p.m. game right there, Micah, for you. And then Washington, they stay back-to-back home games. And then at Miami, so there's your 11 o'clock game, Micah, you don't like. And then at Chicago, so they're on the road there. And then they come back and play.
That's probably another 11 o'clock game.
Well, I think so. It says 1 p.m. Eastern, so I'm assuming it's 11 here.
And okay, and that's another thing I hate. I hate it when the Broncos schedule has, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Do it Mountain Time.
Well, then they come here and play the Jets, where Aaron Rodgers is back for the first time since 2018, I think, is what they said. So they come back to here to play the Jets, and then they're at KC. Their road gets tough, though. Green Bay, They're going to play Green Bay here. I don't know if Green Bay is going to be any noise this season. And then they play Kansas City as well, and then they have a bye. And then they're at Buffalo. I mean, they got a pretty tough schedule. What do you think their record is going to be, Micah?
Oh, you know it. I say it every day.
Super Bowl?
Undefeated.
Is that what you think? Yeah.
That's the homer in me. The homer in me is like, yes, it's going to happen. Undefeated every year.
Well, yeah, the Cowboys are going to start off with the Giants on September 10th. That's going to be a 4 p.m. game. So that's going to be a really good game right there. That's an afternoon game. And then they play the Jets. Aaron Rodgers always shreds the Cowboys. I hope they have a better game this year against Aaron Rodgers than they did the last couple we've seen.
Yeah,
Cowboys are going to go 4-17. It's not possible for them to go 4-17, but they're going to lose 17 games somehow.
We're kind of like, you know, Coach Carter and I, you know, we're both Cowboy fans, but we kind of let the Cowboys do their talking on the field because we don't do a lot of talking and jawing. We just let them do their actions, and we do the talking on the field.
That's not true. Every time you come in, you're like, Dallas Cowboys.
I'm just saying. I mean, you just have to look at the numbers. That's really the NFL's flagship team, bro. I'm just saying.
You talk about the Cowboys more than you talk about the Eaton Reds.
You even admitted that the North Korea even likes the Cowboys.
No,
isn't that what
true.
He said?
He talks about the Eaton Reds way more than he talks about the Cowboys.
You obviously haven't hung around him. He doesn't talk about the Eaton Rouge as much as he talks about the Dallas Cowhides.
We're going to move over to some prep sports now. Girls State Tennis Tournament is in full effect this weekend. Playing today in the 3A individual state title matches, Anna Jordan from Colorado Academy. She defeated Jordan Van Manen to advance to today's championship match. Anna will meet Evelyn Altman from D'Evelyn High School, who defeated Scarlett Lutz, a freshman from Northfield. In 4A, Lila Maldenhauer defeated Alexis Ellison in two sets, 6-2 and 6-love, to advance to the state title match. She is waiting for the winner of Lexi Yost from Mullen and Sophie Zhao from Cheyenne Mountain. Their match was delayed due to rain. And then in the 5A semifinal matches will take place today with Lorena Cordino from Cherry Creek. She'll match up against a fiery Caroline Daughtry from Valor Christian. On the other side of the bracket in that 5A, Quinn, I'd love to go over tennis, man, because these girls work so hard. And when I'm out there in track and I see these girls, they're just working so hard. The music's going, and I just want to report. On the other side of the bracket in that 5A, Quinn Berthel from Fairview will meet Avery Hickman from Pooter. They'll crown a champion in each class today, so God bless the ladies. Leave it all out on the court, ladies. You have nothing to lose, but nothing to lose, just everything to gain. Just go out there and leave it on the court. Let's move on to some high school baseball. In this week's coaches poll, Lyman reclaimed the top spot in 2A. Eaton still holding that top spot in 3A with Holy Family. They're holding that top spot in 4A, and Broomfield High School is still reigning that top 5A classification. Lots of games going on today. Schools are making up games that had to be canceled due to the rain. They're making them up today. Lyman plays a doubleheader today. Their game one against Holyoke is at 11, and then they play Ray first pitch at 2 p.m. And then, you know, does Holyoke or Ray have what it takes to beat number one team in the 2A division? I don't know, man. Only time will tell. We'll see after the day washes out, but they're getting ready for their playoff run. I love baseball this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's nothing better than baseball this
time
of year.
I know, man. It's great, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Gage. Gunner. Yeah. Later today, too.
Definitely.
Yeah, that'll be a...
In 3A, Berthoud runs into a buzzsaw in the Eaton Reds. Eaton's coming off another huge win on Wednesday against the Valley Vikings, 13-0. Eaton will end the regular season against Mountain View on Monday. I think the state better neckerize. Eaton's for real.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Take note, Micah. The number one team in 4A, Holy Family, doesn't play today, but they'll play on Monday against Evergreen on Monday. And the number one team in 5A, Broomfield, plays a feisty legacy team. You know, I want to thank our great sponsor, Gould Parts. Any parts you see or any part you need, like I said before, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, will find it. Gould Parts is a quality source for all your Napa parts. Anything you need is just one phone number away, 970-454-3355. Don't you go anywhere. When we come back, we'll be joined by Eaton Reds great catcher, Gunner Duncan. I'm Coach Daniel Allman. He is Coach Carter, and this is Preps Rewind, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't forget to text me on the Preps text line, 888-530-0043. Thank you for joining us today. Let's keep this momentum going. Joining us right now on the Gould Parts Prep line is an important piece to those Collins Street Bombers from Eaton, the catcher for the Fight in Eaton Reds, Gunner Duncan. Gunner, thank you for joining us this morning. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. You're sitting with me and Coach Carter. Coach Carter is a graduate of Eaton as well.
Really?
Yeah, how you doing, Gunner?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
Hey, are you on the bus right now?
No, I'm in my car right now, but I'm about to get on the bus in about 5 minutes.
Has it arrived yet?
It has.
It has? Okay, we won't keep you, man. We'll try to make this quick, man. But so thank you for joining us, man. You, my compa, you're having a great season, man. And I want you to understand that you are not an average player. You are not an average player. Listen to these numbers, because I know that they don't mean a whole lot to you, but someone that's going to pay you a lot of money in the near future, whether it be with scholarship money or a fat MLB contract, they look at these numbers. Just listen to these, okay? The game. Games played is 21. Your national average is 11. Your batting average right now is .478. The national average is .278. On base percentage is .543, my man. The national average is .377. Oh, I'm not done yet. Your hits are 32. You know what the national average is?
What is it?
7.
Jeez. Yeah, I didn't even realize.
Brother, listen, I'm not done. I got a couple more here. RBI's 31, national average 5. You have 33 runs, excuse me, and your national average is 6. Folks, these aren't team numbers. These just belong to one of the Collins Street Bombers. It's in your blood, man. Did your dad catch?
Yeah, he did. He caught for Kansas State for a year, and then tore something in his shoulder and went to Rockhurst to play.
Perfect, man. It's in your blood, man. Some great lineage right there, buddy.
Gunner, it looks like, I'm looking at your defensive stats here. It looks like you've caught about 200-plus strikeouts this year. You're most of these innings are coming from Mitch Haythorn, Garrett Garrison, Lucas Stone, and then Tate Smith.
Right.
What are these guys? I mean, that's a talented lineup of pitchers. I mean, talk to me about, you know, when I go and watch you guys play here coming up pretty soon in the playoffs, what kind of pitch variation am I going to see these guys throwing?
They're great. I like catching them. I like being in control of the game with them. I like going their speeds. I like seeing what they got and just seeing their growth over the year.
Perfect. I know you're a two-sport athlete, brother. How do you manage your time between school, practice, and games?
I just, you know, we have practice after school every day, so I get there. Then when I get home, I usually do my homework if I have any and spend some family time if I have it.
That's always important. Always important to have that family time, man. What's the difference for you from this year to last season?
I think just my confidence went a lot higher. I wasn't the most biggest kid out there. I worked hard in the weight room this year and got a little stronger and bigger and faster. So I think it just helps with my confidence this year.
Man, that's awesome you say that, because I remember your freshman year and your catching. I mean, you're a varsity catcher, and you talk about building your confidence. I mean, even back then, you still weren't like confident enough, but you had a big role. I mean, you didn't. You know, you were catching as a freshman. Did you know that you're ranked the number one catcher in the state? They say fielder. I mean, that's how they rank them. But you're the number one catcher in the state of Colorado. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How's that make you feel, man?
Pretty good. I mean, it just shows that hard work pays off.
Amen. Amen. Have you been to any prospect camps and any showcases like that?
Yeah, I went to the PBR All-State preseason in Colorado Springs, and then recently I just went to a national preseason pre-draft in Iowa for a perfect game.
No kidding. How was that, man? I know you guys got back really late last Sunday, man. How was that?
It was really good. There was a lot of talent there for sure.
Man, what are your plans after graduation? I know you have one more. You're only a junior, brother. What are you looking to do?
Uh want to pursue my dreams of playing college baseball and see where that takes me. And I don't know what I would study quite yet. I still have to put that into consideration.
Gotcha.
Gunnar, as you go to these showcases and everything, I mean, we can look at all these numbers and see what you rank in terms of this and that. But how do you? I mean, you look at all this great talent that you just talked about. How do you see yourself competing with those guys?
I feel like I'm up there. Like I said, there's a lot of great talent. I mean, I'm in the right place at the right time, I could say.
You're learning a lot from a lot of good leaders, that's for sure, right, man. You know, we're talking with Gunnar Duncan, the number one catcher in the state for the back-to-back 3A state champions, the Eaton Reds, also known as the Collins Street Bombers. You know, looking at teams in your league right now, Gunnar, who would you say is your biggest competition?
Mostly all of them. As Coach says, we can't look ahead of anything. We have to go game at a time and just – anybody could bring us anything. As they compete, we have a bad day, or we play good, they just play better, and we tip our caps.
Yeah, amen. You know, that's kind of our Eaton motto right there. You know, we'll beat ourselves before anybody else beats us.
Right.
Gunnar, you know, catcher is such a different type of defensive position. And as I've watched high school baseball in the past, you know, you see the head coach and the assistant coaches and everybody trying to really hold that pitcher's hand through a lot of that. What type of freedom do you have? I mean, being as good as you have been, what type of freedoms have you been given that as you know, from the defensive side of the
right plate? Well, our pitching coach Longwell, he calls the pitches normally. Sometimes he gives me free range to call myself, but they have a lot of trust in me and a lot of trust in my team, so I guess just giving me that trust helps me with my confidence and just gives me the freedom to play.
That's right, man. I'm excited to see you tearing up the diamond for sure. But I have to ask, man, are you playing football this fall?
I am gonna.
I'm excited to see you play this year, man. Are you going to play defensive back and receiver?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, man. What position do you like the best?
I think I like safety the best. I just like seeing the whole field.
Amen, amen. And you're a return specialist as well, right?
Yeah.
You're going to play basketball?
I'm thinking about it.
That's the one you're sitting on the fence with?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'd love to see you play, too.
Gunnar, so, I mean, you think of traditionally catcher being a bigger guy position, but you're talking, I mean, you're a good athlete. I mean, if you were in the field, what would you be playing?
Probably second base. I've played there, I think, 3 games of this year. But, yeah, I like second base as well.
Some in the infield. You're an infielder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perfect. Gunnar, my brother, thank you for taking time out, man. I'm going to let you go. Thank you for taking time out on your busy schedule, man, to join me this morning. And let's get some more hardware. How do you say?
I agree.
Amen, man. Hey, make sure you give the team some love from Coach Alamon.
Will do. Thank you. Thank you guys for your time.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Gunnar Duncan, the number one catcher in the state and another one of the most dangerous players on that championship Eaton Reds baseball team. You know, just like Eaton Reds championship team, Gould Parts is another champion. 970-454-3355. Any parts you need, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado will find it. They are just one phone number away. 970-454-3355. Write it down and stick it on the fridge. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't touch that dial. Up next on Gould Parts Prep Line is Andrew Florida, Flow Rider with Ballistics Athletics. I'm Coach Daniel Allman. He is Coach Carter, and this is Preps Rewind live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't forget, you can text me on the Preps text line at 888-530-0043. And as a matter of fact, we received our very first text. I'm so excited. I'm going to read it to you. Received our first text today on Preps Rewind.
Let's
right here.
Let's go.
It says, I'd rather have Gunnar Duncan beat me with an aluminum bat until my legs don't work rather than listen to you idiots talk about the Cowboys.
Oh, man. That was...
I wonder who sent that. I wonder. Are we looking at him?
Michael, was that you?
It was not, but I wish I was smart enough to send something like that. That person is saying what we're all thinking.
Yeah, that was great, man. You know, our
which
guest
brings me to the next question. How many hits with an aluminum bat would it take for Gunnar Duncan to paralyze
someone? One.
He drops bombs.
He drops bombs, yes. You know, our guest right now is Andrew Florida with Ballistic Athletics, the creator of the perfect eye black for all athletes. These designs are pretty cool. I would wear them all day at work. Andrew, thank you for coming on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having us.
Of course, man. Tell our faithful about Ballistic Athletics.
Yeah, so Ballistic Athletics is new this year. So we just started a couple months ago. We came out with six designs we're launching with. They're temporary tattoos that don't stain or smear. And so it really helps out with coaches and parents when it comes to ruining equipment and clothing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I've had that problem. I've been coaching a long time, and that eye black man gets everywhere.
Yeah. So we're actually working on a few different designs. We've got some good feedback of kids liking some of the smear look, and so we're working on that, getting some crosses in. And, yeah, we just got into actually a store down in northern Colorado. It's called DBAT, which is the softball baseball academy down there. So they're our first retail store also.
Perfect, man. What's amazing about this idea is that it was a baseball mom that came up with the idea. Is that correct?
That's correct, and she's sitting right here with me. She can kind of give you a little background on it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Emily. Emily, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Emily, what's your last name?
It's Reisdorfer.
Well, nice to meet you. I'm Daniel. Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with this idea.
So my son, he liked eye black, but he didn't really love it. And I'm kind of like a right-brained human. And so I wanted to make cool designs, you know, with his eye black, kind of more like tribal designs. And I tried doing it with like the sticks, and it just made a mess. It didn't look good, and it was messy.
Yeah.
And he didn't even really like wearing it. And so I ended up drawing it on. I had like an eyeliner pen. And so I drew it on like some cool designs. And it looked awesome, but it took over an hour. And getting the sides to match and everything was just insane. And so this was like 11 years ago. I was like, oh, this needs to be a tattoo. Like, they need to have tattoos. Because they have the stickers, which are fine, but they've come off. If you sweat, they come off.
Right.
And so, yeah.
That is awesome, man. So what's amazing to me is how much gear is available for today's athletes. And, you know, I'm so old school. I remember when I started playing organized football, I was in the sixth grade in Green River, Wyoming. I'm going to tell you a little story. And anyone that's been in the armpit of Wyoming knows that it gets very cold there. I remember we had to wear our mom's nylons. Yeah, under our football pants to keep warm. And now they have specific leggings for that. And we also had snap pads, our pants, you know, with no girdles back then. They were all snap pads. So, yeah, I'm old school. Where are you guys located?
We're actually located in Cheyenne, Wyoming. So we know exactly what you're talking about with the armpit of Wyoming.
No offense, man. I love Wyoming. My family's from there. I absolutely love Wyoming. So no offense. So I can say the armpit of Wyoming because I'm from Wyoming.
Oh, yeah.
So I can say it. Yes.
Yep. Hey, guys. Carter Williams here in with Dan. I got a couple questions for you about the product itself. So, I mean, I played 15, 16 years of football. I always used eye black. I usually just used it actually for the reflective quality of it because I started using it in high school when we played under the lights, and it was in, you know, it actually helped with the reflection of the lights. So what kind of, you know, actual reflective quality does it have?
It actually, black actually absorbs light, whereas like white will reflect the light. And so when they put it on like under the eyes and stuff, it reflects the glare from the sun or like you said, from lights and stuff. And so when the tattoos dry completely, they have like a matte finish. And so it does the same thing as.
Okay. So it's the color itself that's doing it. It's not actually anything in the eye black. So really you're just getting, so what is it made out of?
It's
the
just
material
a,
itself.
So it's just a, like your standard temporary tattoo.
Wow.
We print all of our tattoos here in the United States. That was a big thing for us, you know, knowing that kids were going to be wearing them.
USA, USA. How durable is the eye black?
extremely durable. I don't know if you've had a chance to check out like our Instagram or our TikTok or not, but we have videos where like my son is wearing it and he's rubbing his face and it doesn't come off.
Nice.
Yeah, but that's great. So then everybody's like, well, how does it come off then? Or if you want to take 3-hour showers, this is great. Well, we actually found a trick from Andrew, one of Andrew's coworkers, I believe wife, used to do cheerleading. And she's like, oh, yeah, just put tape over the top of it, and it pulls it right off. So you just take some packing tape. It's incredible. You'll have to look at the videos. Wow. You just put it on, and you just push it into the tattoo, and it just pulls it right off, and then clean the rest up with a makeup remover wipe, and you're good to go.
So there's really no, I mean, allergy risk for any kids that are that are using this?
Only if they have a like an adherence allergy. But otherwise, it's just a standard temporary tattoo.
Man, those are awesome, man. And it won't run all over your clothes like the old eye black does. How many styles did you say you had?
We launched with our first 6. And so we're going to do a Memorial Day launch also. And then we're also trying to rush the crosses to market as soon as possible, too, since those have been most requested.
Have you guys had any high school players or any high school teams in Cheyenne or the Wyoming area that have been wearing them?
We've had a few kids on the high school team wear them. Ethan, which is Emily's son, he plays here for Post 6. And then there's a junior league, too, for them. That, one of my good friends is wearing it on the high school team.
Well, and the only reason why I ask is because we both coach high school football, and we just, you know, what are the rules that for us and our players, can they wear them? Because I absolutely love them. As a matter of fact, I'd love to get 3 of those 6 packs from you so I can pass them out to our baseball team who is going for their 3rd state championship right now. And that team actually has 3 athletes on that team that are committed to D1 schools, one of them that leads the nation in home runs, and 2 of them that will be more likely drafted in the MLB. So I think if there's ever a team that would help promote ballistic athletics, it'd be the Eaton Red Squad.
Yeah, we would love to send some over and let your guys try them out.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and that's what we were asking. We want to make sure that if they do wear them, that CHASA allows it or the ump allows it, and that's what we're going to find out. But we'd definitely love to promote it.
Yeah, that would be great feedback. We actually had a gentleman from New Jersey reach out and say that their program actually doesn't allow it. It has to be the width of the eye and not longer than the nose on the face. And so I think that this is going to be a good thing for us to push back against, because the reasoning for this was the smear look, the takeaway from baseball, the intimidation factor of writing things on the face that are not sportsmanlike, and our product is not that. So they are designs. They do make it look cleaner, and we're not letting any custom kind of hateful things be put on our eye
black. Promoted, right.
Yeah, so it sounds like maybe you could get into those federations, the CHASA or whatever Wyoming's is, and all those, and maybe, you know, get some kind of approval where it could be because you have the ability to you know, dictate the styles and what is approved.
We actually had somebody here locally. They're doing a memorial tournament, and so we were going to set up a booth at that, and the director was like, oh, this is so cool. She's like, we want to have you guys custom design one for our league, like for our group of, players and stuff. So, and that's something we right this second we don't do, but something we will be offering and be able to offer in the future as well.
I mean, tournaments, you could do a custom one for a specific tournament that all the athletes have to wear if they're going to have something or something like that. I mean, there's a lot of customizable possibilities, and it seems like, I mean, it correct me if I'm wrong, but you could probably print, you know, words or some kind of logo or something if you wanted to on them.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's the possibilities are pretty much limitless.
Wow. Yeah, you've definitely found a niche, because I know we found eye black and we've worked with it, and you know, in the years that I've played and coach, it's just a mess, and to find a tattoo that's reliable, that sticks, is the biggest thing, you know, because they don't go out there and stay dry. They go out there and they sweat and they get wet and they're under their helmets, and so to find a product that's going to work and that's you're close. I mean, yeah. that's the beauty of it, is that you're 40 minutes from here. And that's what we love about, you know, promoting the, that. We want to say you're local because, I mean, Cheyenne's kind of local to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I've actually, I've been living in Windsor for the last 3 years, and then I just am moving down to Denver, too. So I'm kind of, I could be considered local also.
There you go. Hey, tell us, or tell our faithful how they can order a set, or if they want, order all six designs. How would they go about doing that?
Yeah, so we have a website. You can also get there through our Instagram. It's ballistic.myshopify.com, and that's the best way to go through and order. If it's easy to find on our social medias at Instagram or TikTok, our I guess tags are ballistic_athletics.
Yeah, and ballistic is BLSTK.
Yep, I was just going to say that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, just gonna say, I've been married 28 years, man, and my wife would have done the same thing, man. So you're on it, Emily. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Yes. It is BLSTK.myshopify.com, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Perfect, man. Andrew, I want to thank you for coming on this morning. I pray continued success with Ballistic and Emily. Ballistic Athletics. I pray for success for you guys. Folks, order your athlete the best temporary eye black tattoos on the market at blstk.myshopify.com. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And then definitely reach out. You can send me a text on the order you guys want to place, and we can ship you some down.
Yes, I will do that as soon as I get off the air today, because I definitely want to get them for the guys. I want to see if we can wear them, because I'd love to see them rep those during their state playoff run.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great.
All right, man. Well, thank you for joining. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming on.
You know, talk about another brand you can trust. Gould Parts, one of our great sponsors. Any parts you need, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, will find it. Gould Parts is one of quality source for all NAPA parts. Anything you need is just one phone number away, 970-454-3355. Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. We'll be back with 3A Coach of the Year, Tony Mustari. I'm Coach Daniel Allman. He is Coach Carter, and this is Preps Rewind live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. He is Coach Carter. Joining us on the Gould Parts Prep Line is 3A Coach of the Year, head wrestling coach for the Fighting Eaton Reds, Coach Tony Mustari. Coach, thank you for coming back on this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Man, you know, we didn't have enough time last week. I mean, when I got done with my third segment, it was like we came in, it was 4 minutes. We didn't have enough time. So I appreciate you coming back on. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the young cats coming up and the ones that you're losing, you know. So congratulations again on winning that third 3A state wrestling championship in 4 years, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. We got a great team coming back, too. I mean, we graduated three seniors on the varsity side, Jake Hergen, Raider, Ryder True, and Noah Jewell.
Wow.
We do end up losing one more guy. His family's moving, so we'll lose him. But yeah, we got a good team coming back, man. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I know. We're definitely sad about that loss too. I know he's going to be moving on. Who we're talking about, that athlete. But I wish him the best of luck. I'm excited for him. But yeah, like you said, it's going to be tough to lose him, man. You know, what was impressive is that you sent 14 weight classes to state. And like I mentioned last week, what's even more impressive is that 12 out of those 14 wrestlers finished in the top six of their respective weight class at state. And then you brought home another state title, my man.
Yeah, it was exciting, man. I mean, it's always, like I said last week, you know, I tell those guys, you know, it's hard to get to the top, but it's even harder to stay at the top. And, you know, we got pressured a little bit by Severance and Brush at the state tournament last year. But our guys, you know, that's why I'm very thankful that they play multiple sports and they've been on multiple winning state championship teams. So they know mentally what it takes to kind of crest over that hill to kind of just solidify the deal.
Right.
Coach, you know, you mentioned multiple sport athletes. I have been a huge advocate of multiple sport athletes in my time coaching. You know, I didn't play multiple sports in high school. I only played one sport because of some bad advice that I got when I was young. Talk to me about, you know, for anybody, any athletes or any parents that may be listening, just the benefit of being a multi-sport athlete and how that's benefited your team in this run.
I mean, I think it's huge. I think we kind of all, as a wrestling coach, you know, I wouldn't say I get the short end of the stick, but I mean, you know, you get the football players that play deep into the playoffs, so I might lose them, you know, the first couple weeks of the year, but there's really not any downtime for them to have any second thoughts about doing anything. You know, they go right from one sport right into the next. They're always staying in shape, you know, and you find little ways to kind of to try to convince them that, hey, you know, wrestling is good for football in these ways, or, you know, wrestling is good for baseball in these ways, or football is good for baseball in these ways, you know, that you just try to find that little web to kind of tie them all together to where they understand the importance of all of them, you know. But I'm with you. I mean, I wrestled. That was the only sport that I did in high school. I wish I would have done more, but like I said, with our guys, you know, I'm all about it. I'm all about multiple sports. I'm all about just putting your hand in whatever to try to see how good you are at.
Yeah. So of your 14 that went to state, how many of them are off the top of your head? You might not know the exact number, but give me an idea of how many are multi-sport athletes or two sport and even three sport athletes.
I would bet at least half of them.
Yeah, I would agree.
I would bet at least half. Yeah, off the top of my head, I don't know if I have a number, but I would bet at least half of them are at least two sport athletes, if not three.
Yep. You have a pretty good group of young cats coming up next year. What do you expect out of Cal Sidwell?
You know, Cal's kind of been one of those guys that's been knocking at the door, that's just never really kind of crushed over that hill. He's been doing a lot of summer wrestling. I know he's dedicated. I know he puts the time into it. Sometimes I think he overthinks things too much instead of just going out and doing it.
Cal's just all-purpose, man. Even for football, he was just an all-purpose player. He could play. He punted for me. I mean, he was our place kicker. He was, before he got hurt, he was our center. He was our fullback. I mean, he just played everywhere. And that kind of makes you, what you just said kind of makes it like, yeah, maybe he just kind of thinks too much of things.
Yeah.
Because he's a great athlete.
Oh, great athlete. And we tried to kind of tap into that a little bit for him and just letting him know, like, hey, like, you're overthinking it.
Right.
He's like, well, isn't that what I'm supposed to do, is just, like, think and do? And I'm like, yeah, but sometimes you're overthinking too much. You're out wrestling yourself. But he's only going to be a junior, so that'll be the nice thing about it. So.
Yeah, I know. It's good. We got a lot of time to work with him, too. It's always that Maverick move, you know, don't think, just do. That's what we want to tell Kel. Don't think, just do. You know, Jackson Tribbett is looking to make his mark this season as well.
Yeah, Jackson, you know, Jackson did a great job last year. We all knew that Jackson kind of had it in him to make that state finals match. And, you know, that finals match, the way that he lost, I mean, that leaves a pretty sour taste in your mouth to not want to do anything but get better and just to right the wrongs, you know, in that match. He's a tough kid. He wrestles all throughout the summer. He puts in a ton of work. I don't see anything less than a state championship for him next year. Perish the thought, in case, you know, unless something bad happens, but I don't see anything less than him walking out of there with a plaque in a bracket next year.
I'm with you there, Coach. You know, those Tribbett boys, they put in the work, man, and it's starting to pay off. You know, older brother Morgan, he's going to be fighting for another state championship in throwing, in track, first year throwing. I mean, he looks like he's been throwing for years, and it's his first year, and he's competing for a state championship there. You know, and then he's going to go to CSU to play football. You know, the one cat that really impressed me this year was Dylan Paris, man. I absolutely love Dylan Paris. I love his attitude. You know, he came onto the football field, he looked like, you know, the little guy from Little Giants. Like, he could, his helmet was bigger than, you know, bigger than his head, and he just looked like one of those kids that, you know, he's going to try his hardest but isn't going to really make a, you know, contribute. But I just have those instincts with those kids, and he, man, I'll tell you what, he knocked my socks off. He's awesome. What do you think about him?
We sometimes, and you could probably relate to this, Coach Holman, is we sometimes refer to Dylan as our Dirksen Jr., our little Ryan.
Just
because he's fearless, man. Yeah. I mean, he steps out on the mat. He doesn't care. He's fearless, and he's not afraid to do things out of the ordinary that he's probably not supposed to do, but he knows he's going to try them anyway.
Right. Right, and I found out that when he was motocrossing, when you do that, that's crazy, bro. And I know he doesn't do it as often now, but man, when I found out he did that, I was like, okay, this guy's got it.
Yeah, I remember when I first met him, and I watched him wrestle. I'm like, man, I told some of my other coaches, I was like, man, this kid is just like Ryan Dirksen. And come to find out, they're neighbors. They live right next door to each other out there. Yeah, so they've grown up with each other. So I'm like, okay, well, the apple's not falling too far from the tree here, so.
Right.
So what's it like coaching a kid like that? I mean, how does it differ from a kid who's super disciplined and wants direction at every turn? I mean, I see I've never coached wrestling obviously or anything, but as watching wrestling matches, coaches are hyper involved in the match itself. I mean, what does it do to have a kid like that, that you just want to kind of let him go and be unhinged?
I think with a kid like that, you kind of just let him do what he needs to do. Mm-hmm. Just let him go out and kind of do what he's used to doing. And then as a coach, you know, I think you're still kind of responsible for reeling him back in, you know, when things get a little bit crazy, or just finding ways to kind of tighten up some technique that he's using, you know, which is, I mean, the way that he does things is out of the ordinary, but that's totally okay, because then it catches a lot of guys off guard. They're not used to it. They're used to, you know, traditional technique and not understanding how to defend things and all that sort of deal. So I think as a coach, you just kind of have to do your homework and figure out how to tighten up and clean up some of the things that they do within their style to just try to elevate them to that next level.
Right. You know, he realized fast that it wasn't about the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. And that's what I love about him, man.
Yeah, he's a grinder, man. And he's not afraid to, He's not afraid to take on a challenge. I mean, anytime in the room when, you know, a bigger guy or something doesn't have a partner, I mean, he's one of the first guys that'll step in and be like, I'll wrestle him. Like, like Dylan, he's three weight classes ahead of you, and he's like, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so. You know, I'm definitely going to miss Ryder True. He's definitely has to be one of the most decorated Reds in history. He's earned three state championships with football, three in wrestling, two in baseball, about to win another one in baseball. I mean, he's just a great kid, and I'm so excited to see him at that next level.
Yeah, Ryder's one of a kind, man. I mean, as a coach, you pray for kids like that are just talented in all aspects of sport, you know, football, baseball. I mean, you probably could have put him on the basketball team, and you probably could have done a little bit of something or you know, put a shot put or discus in his hand, and he probably would have been totally okay doing that too,
right.
You know? So,
right.
He's one of a kind, you know, we're for sure going to miss him, but yeah, it's a coach's dream to have a kid like that come through your program, and leave the impact and the legacy that he's left with us.
Amen, man. Coach, my brother, I can't thank you enough for coming back on this morning and spending time with us. I pray continued success up in Titletown. Thank you very much, Coach.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend, man. Well, family, I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend. Go out and enjoy this weather. I'm Coach Daniel Alamon, walking this earth with purpose to influence. Period. This is Preps Rewind, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.